I went to the Howard County Community College Education Foundation luncheon on Friday in order to represent us. Because you might not be aware that through the efforts of the outreach team and through your giving in large part, we have reached the threshold by which we can offer a scholarship to Howard County so that someone who is in need and can't otherwise come up with the means to attend college can do so. And I didn't know what to expect, so I went into that building on campus for the very first time, and I went up the elevator, and I entered in, and there were a massive group of people as the students kind of gathered in one section and the donors in another, and a lot of food in between. And we went in, and we sat down, and we did the awkward thing you do as you find a table, and you don't know anybody, so you start chatting, and I talked to Jessica, who was a nursing student, talking about what a difference receiving monies from these scholarships has made in her life. And then I was very touched that as the program went on, there were two speakers that came up that were actually the students. The first one was Emmanuel Asomang from Ghana. As he began to tell about his story, as he grew up, he had sickle cell disease, has sickle cell disease. And so he spent much of his childhood in Ghana in bed, and much of his childhood in Ghana at the hospital. And much of it observing the medical professionals around him and giving thanks for the life-saving treatments that were available to him. And in order to seek a better life, at one point he was able to get here to the United States, and he wanted to have an education. And so he worked very hard, but he found himself living in his car. And as a result of that, of working very hard and living in his car, he was able to save enough to think about what it was mean to become educated first at Howard Community College and hoping to go beyond. He was telling this story because he was so grateful, right? That's why he had been asked, particularly this young man, to come in and to share his life story. And we could see the difference. I don't think there wasn't anybody who was not impacted by what he had to share, because he talked about wanting to get this education, go on to college, go on to medical school, and bring neurological surgery to places in Ghana, in his home, where it has not been available, especially to the children, right? The end of his remarks, he said a phrase that stuck with me in large part, I think, because of the scripture we've been sitting with in preparation for today. He said, in his language, this is the translation, "He who climbs a good tree deserves a push." He who climbs a good tree deserves a push. The push is to help someone get off the ground, to secure a place on a branch. Who knows, perhaps a short person who cannot see into the place of opportune visibility, he or she or Z has chosen a good tree and needs a bit of help getting a leg up. And if it is a worthy cause with good intentions, we hope that there is some opportunity for a leg up. Amen. We get the impression from Zacchaeus that this is a good tree right here in Jericho, that this is a necessary tree, one that is called out to something curious and longing within him. How many people come to this worship service curious and longing as they ascend the stairs up here with the Spirit pushing them to come on into this place? We get the impression that this is a good tree, although those around him might say, you know, that tree is better than that man that is climbing it. You heard the story from Vicky about what it was to extort people when you're collecting money from Rome. They didn't say how much you could collect above and beyond what it is that they wanted. So oftentimes tax collectors enrich themselves, and you have to give them a little bit of empathy because they were already going to be hated. And so they said, I might as well drink some good wine. But as they did so, that meant that they set themselves apart from those who would otherwise be their community. They were unclean now because of their relationship with the money. And so I doubt that anybody surrounding him around that good tree said, oh, there's Zacchaeus. I want to give him a leg up. Right? And so he may have had to struggle particularly hard in order to shimmy himself up underneath the shade of that tree. Maybe no one wants to make way for him in that crowd. He's too rich. Right? That good tree and that good purpose isn't yet evident to those who might help him. It's sitting and it's growing within him. And he doesn't know why, maybe, but he can't stop himself from trying to get up. On this All Saints Sunday, we think about those who have found us in those moments when we're at a good tree. We may have had some transgressions or some things that have set us back in the past, but now we're at a good tree. And this is the good tree that God is calling us to climb, and we need some help. Sometimes it has been education. Sometimes it has been just the right word at the right time. Sometimes it is these spiritual giants, right, that have loomed and their lives have taught us and led us on a path that said, you are at a good tree. Help you identify it. And then say, I'm going to help you with a little leg up. On All Saints Sunday, we remember those particularly who have gone before. And this Sunday, we think of all the ones in this last year. Perhaps there is someone dear to you who in these last 365 days has passed on from this journey here on earth, but they're still providing you a leg up. You've heard me talk much about my grandmother, Posey Smith of Mississippi, who died around Mother's Day in May. Today, I wear her grape pin, her grape earrings, to help channel her energy. I love that she was 4'8 on a good day. And so thereby, I can think of what it might mean for her to be like Zacchaeus and try to overcome small staturedness. I know we don't have something here that says a small person is somehow not as good as a tall person, but sometimes that message gets sent out that because you can't reach the boxes of the cookies on the top shelf, that somebody, you might be less than. But yes, Posey Smith is one who provided leg up to children. I have shared in the school system and shared a leg up for her granddaughter. Who is your leg up provider? When you have reached that good tree, that good tree. The push, the nudge for Zacchaeus, although it might not be here yet for him in community as he comes up to that tree, think about the nudge that happens from the words of Jesus as we heard them from Jean. You see, I think when we get to a good tree, we need to spend some time up there so we see the lay of the land and we see what's possible in this life and we gain the skills in order to address them. But at some point, guess what? What goes up has got to come down. And so in this case, it's Jesus who looks in and says, okay, Zacchaeus, I see your presence at the good tree. I see the scramble and the intentionality in your own spirit that got you up. I saw you looking at me when I was teaching. Did you hear anything I had to say? He might wonder. But he doesn't give him a chance to get into dialogue or to use his wit or his money or some way of accessing, gaining in this conversation. No, Jesus says what? Get down. Get down. Because what happened to you up in that tree, now you need to live it out with me. Come down. Not only that, but to see what happens. He says what? I'm going to come stay with you. What is it when someone invites themselves over? Do we have a word for that? Interloper. He says, I'm coming to your house. And I wonder what that meant to his ears, but he says, yes. I'm thinking too about the leg ups that we enjoy. I think about the privilege or the wealth that we have. And I think we know this so very much. I think about those of us who realize the privileges of our whiteness and how it is that we continue to be along folks for whom there are good trees but not always legs up. Where those who are systemically impacted by injustices would keep people from orchards and trees that be worthy of climbing. How are there ways in which we have then had a leg up from those who have been our supporters in the communities that have loved us? And when we come back down to the ground, when what goes up comes down, the invitation on the ground is to use those skills, to use what we've learned, to use this invitation that Jesus has made to actually go and be present at the table. Do you know what happens at the table at Zacchaeus' house where that mighty fine wine is? They dine together. I like to think that alongside Jesus was his ragtag followers with the dirty feet. And that suddenly, that which is dirty. Those radical reformists meet that which is also dirty, the unclean Zacchaeus, and somehow they have a meal together. Yesterday at retreat, we talked about wine and wineskins. We talked about the beautiful old wine that we continue to enjoy and cultivate here in community. We talked also about new wine that always has to be produced in order for us to drink together. I think about now in this moment that Zacchaeus has at the table with Jesus. It may be the old wine, but boy, does it taste different. Don't you think? Just like that morning you described, Tim, when you wake up and you say, what would it be like to have a loss? And then you remember the glory and joy of what it is that you have. That's what Jesus does for Zacchaeus. But it's not the money that he has. It's not even his apartness. Sometimes we get attracted or addicted to the idea that we are apart and that nobody wants to be with us. And so we insulate ourselves with wealth or money or other things that naturally might push others away. And we say, look, nobody likes me. But in Zacchaeus' case, Jesus proves that it's not so. Jesus is coming around to your tree, friends, and saying, it is not so. I want you to come down. I've got some friends to introduce you to. And if you're willing to think about new practices and new ways of living, we can enjoy the wine together. And I've got new things in store for you so that the leg up that you've previously enjoyed in this society through your wealth and enrichment, down here on the ground, how can you use that wealth so that others can find good trees? Where is our good tree, friends? Here at Commitment Sunday, I think about the founder's tree that we went to back during our Jubilee pre-celebration. That's the picture that you have there on the bulletin that Amy and Matt and Rich, just as they are today, were singing out there over that large branch. This founder's tree that represents those who had first conceived of the KC community and met together in a house church and said, not quite a cult, but we'll be a people of God. And all the emanations, all the trees that have come thereafter, that people have climbed and come back down to be together. So it's with the image of that founder's tree that we go into our next season of life together. As we said yesterday, the next jubilee of Holy Ground, the next 50 years of excitement that awaits us when we sit down with Jesus and we taste the fine wine now with a new tongue. It's ours, friends. Will we allow Jesus not just into our home, but into our hearts, to continually be transformed in the winemaking we have yet left for this community? We welcome the Zacchaeuses that as they come to us with their shortcomings. We talked about sin a lot in September, didn't we, Marty? All the things that can keep us from the love of God. That means anybody who opens these doors, who comes in with their stuff, but it also means anyone out there in positions of power, they're also looking a lot like Zacchaeus. Do we dare to share our love in prayer and action too? So that on the ground that we as a people, all in our humility, giving over what we have, continue to make the kingdom of God. Later, friends, we're going to have a moment to share our names. We today share our member covenant. We share a collective covenant as community, and we'll be lighting these two candles. The second one will be the opportunity for you to name your name, to let it come from your lips, to think about it maybe like that call to Zacchaeus, come down. Vanessa, come down. Jules, come down. Matt, come on down. Come down from whatever keeps you from being in relationship here on earth, whatever might leave you striving in a tree for your aspiration. Jesus says, I'm taking up residence with you. Let it be so, Casey. May the tree of life be the perch from which we set out into our next jubilee. And with our new leg up, we hear the invitation to come down. For it is in the emptying that we again will be filled with beautiful wine. For we who have climbed a good tree return to the earth to dine with Jesus. We who enjoy good old wine continue to prepare wine for the table for all who would come. And we who make covenant together, indeed, friends, reside on holy ground. Amen.